This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump is spending the holidays at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida amid uncertainty about his impeachment trial. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more from the White House.
While it's expected to be sunny at his Florida resort, plans for the trial remain cloudy here in Washington. Senate leaders Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer are at an impasse over procedures and perhaps new witnesses. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi so far is refusing to send the Senate the actual articles of impeachment.
We'll see whether House Democrats ever want to work up the courage to actually take their accusations to trial.
McConnell hosted the president's defense team for a walkthrough in the Senate chamber, where the president's eventually expected to be acquitted on both charges. Before leaving here, the president mocked one of the accusations against him, tweeting, "Nancy Pelosi is looking for a quid pro quo with the Senate. Why aren't we impeaching her?" Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Earlier Friday, President Trump blasted a Christian magazine that had called him immoral and said that he should be removed from office. We get details from AP correspondent Walter Ratliff.
The magazine's editor-in-chief published an argument for Trump's removal on Thursday, citing his black and moral record. Trump tweeted Friday morning that the magazine Christianity Today is a far-left publication which has been doing poorly. Some of Trump's strongest evangelical supporters rallied to his side and against the magazine. Their pushback underscored the political value of Trump's hold on the evangelical Christian voting bloc that helped propel him into office. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Wall Street hit record highs on Friday, with all three major indices closing in positive territory. Some statements by the president about North Korea, Hong Kong, and the trade deals with China helped push stocks higher. This is VOA News. British lawmakers gave preliminary approval to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Brexit bill Friday, clearing the way for Britain to leave the EU next month. We get details from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The House of Commons has voted 358 to 234 for the withdrawal agreement bill, a clear win for Johnson. The bill will receive more scrutiny and possible amendment next month and also has to be approved by Parliament's upper chamber, the House of Lords. But Johnson's commanding Conservative majority in Parliament now means it's almost certain Britain will then leave the EU on January 31. But for all Johnson's talk of getting Brexit done, details of Britain's negotiating stance with the EU over a trading future, and even who will lead those trade talks, remain unknown. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Five people died Friday as thousands defied India's government and took part in protests against a new citizenship law. The five people were killed in violence that erupted in several towns of Uttar Pradesh, where stone-throwing crowds clashed with police and set vehicles and a police post on fire. The protests, now in their second week, have taken a total of 13 lives, as crowds have sometimes turned violent. The new law offers a path to Indian citizenship to Hindus, Parsis, Christians, and other faiths who have been persecuted in Muslim-majority countries that border India. It does not make the same offer to Muslims. Clashes erupted in Beirut on Friday evening between supporters of former Prime Minister Saad Hariri and security forces made up of the Lebanese army and riot police. Supporters of Hariri hurled stones and firecrackers as security forces tried to open a road that had been blocked earlier in the day. Hariri's supporters were protesting against the appointment of a new designate prime minister, Hassan Diab. According to a statement released by the Lebanese army, seven soldiers were wounded during the confrontation as protesters hurled stones and fired firecrackers. Boeing's Starliner capsule has gone off course during its first test flight, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
While the launch was flawless, a half hour into the flight, Boeing reported a problem. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says it appears the timing system had an error.
And that anomaly resulted in the vehicle believing that the time was different than it actually was.
The result was the capsule didn't get into the right orbit and burned too much fuel to try the planned docking with the International Space Station. Bridenstine says had astronauts been aboard,
there was no time at which they would have been unsafe during any of this.
That's AP's Ben Thomas reporting. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.